Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV for the Unreal After Show. Tonight, we are going to be discussing Season 2, Episode 1, War. Please stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers! Welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining us here again on AfterBuzz TV for the Unreal After Show. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram here at SamD43. I'm the only alum here, but we have an amazing panel for you guys this season. Please introduce yourselves. Let us know where we can find you on Twitter.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Hello everyone, I am Abby Vega, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _AbbyVega.
And hey guys, I'm Lucretia Lyon, and you can always find me at LACRETIALYON, since there is only one.
And guys, we have Lucretia, we're trying to get in the live chat right now, so please comment, we're gonna catch up to you and give us some shout-outs when we get a chance. How excited were you guys when this was returning? Because I have been waiting for a very long time.
Me too. I was so excited.
Counting down. I actually rewatched Season 1 again just for fun before I even knew I was on this panel.
Me too.
Because it's an amazing show. Amazing.
So yeah, I'm a big Devious Maids fan, so when this show started last year and came on right after, I was like, oh, this looks good. And then I'm like, oh my god, this is like the best show ever. And so I was like, it seems like forever that we had to wait for this season, but it's finally here.
So let's get a quick lowdown, because even though this is not technically tied to the Bachelor franchise, last season we called it the Schmashler, even though I don't really think that like we would have gotten in trouble otherwise, so maybe I'll get yelled at the end of this episode, but who here watches The Bachelor and then decided to watch this? Or, because, you know, I feel like half the people are blind eyes and think this is just fascinating, the other half really enjoy both.
I definitely watch The Bachelor, huge fan, but then I also have worked on production of reality TV shows, so that was another part that drew me into this show, because a lot of people don't know some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that actually happens,
I got into The Bachelor after this show, weirdly enough. I'd watch it with, like, my mom, because my mom always just watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. But then after Ben Higgins came into the picture, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch The Bachelor. And this show just made me even more interested, because I wanted to know more about behind the scenes.
Wow, you were late to the game. I like it.
Yeah, that's very late.
I knew.
Well, and to me, I actually don't watch The Bachelor. I don't even watch reality TV at all, because I know all the behind-the-scenes stuff, because I'm friends with a lot of producers, and sadly, I've auditioned for The Bachelor.
I'm all for that.
And so that's why I liked this show, because it made fun of the stuff where I know, like, producers do really go around doing these things.
Absolutely, and I also have worked in reality TV before, and I've watched basically almost every season of The Bachelor, so I love it. I find it fascinating. I know a lot of the fans have done the same thing as well. So when we come back this season, we have Rachel and Quinn back together again, and Rachel has not changed a bit. It seemed like for a moment in the finale, like, she was perhaps contemplating maybe being, like, a bit of a better person. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was just being optimistic, but I don't think that's what she was doing.
We don't want her to be a better person, do we? This is more entertaining.
It's very true.
This is way more entertaining. But I agree with you. Last season at the end, I kind of thought maybe she was kind of looking inside herself, thinking, wow, I'm an awful person and maybe I need to change. But you find out real quick within the first 10 seconds that she is not any different.
We can never trust Rachel. And the worst thing is, I'm so gullible. I'll believe anything she says. She'll go and talk to someone, have a heart to heart, and you're like, oh my gosh. And then she'll be like, yep, back to the show, make money. Every time. So I never think she's being genuine anymore.
Yeah. She's good at her job.
It's a legit sociopath.
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
I believe you have to be a sociopath to be a reality TV producer, right?
Yeah. That maybe is why I...
You gotta be ruthless, for sure.
You really do, and to put your feelings aside, as Quinn has, and I think Quinn's storyline is very interesting because her heart got broken last season. Let's just talk about that. And now Madison is here as a producer, and it's kind of ridiculous, and she is not batting an eye, like, oh, I saw her blowing my first second fiance. last season.
I love how straightforward Rachel was when Quinn brought that up. She's like, who made her a producer? And she's like, oh, your boyfriend after, you know. She's just so direct. Yeah. They're so direct with each other, and I love that element. It's crazy that PA moved up to producer because of that.
Yeah, I have a blonde jet in the office. You know?
Well, I have a lot to say about Madison, and we're going to get to her in a little bit. The opening scene was so much fun, like bad fun.
Yes.
You know, Quinn and Rachel are in Vegas. They're doing a bunch of cocaine, drinking booze, and Rachel is having sex with the new suitor. Darius's, like, what, manager?
Romeo.
Yeah. Little Romeo, but he's not little
Romeo. He's not little Romeo.
Apparently not. Rachel has good taste. Anyways, just saying. So when she's having sex with him, I know it's, like, not going to be that important of a moment, but what she said was, like, she was on such a high. Like, I'm changing the world.
Yeah. It was such a weird moment, but showed where she was, like, mentally. Yes. It was nothing about romance. I don't even think there's a real interest in there.
I'm pretty sure people were, like, 2 feet away from her.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm like, aren't there still everyone just right next to them? But
what I loved is this is so like a Wolf of Wall Street, American Psycho type moment, but with women in the role. Like, that was so awesome to see this reversal of, you know, they're the ones doing the blow and screwing everybody and, you know, that no frills sex, you know? This isn't romantic at all. This is just some deep, you know what?
Yeah.
Well, and what I like about this show, and I don't think this is fair in general for women in television, but when women are portrayed that way, it's not okay. Mm-hmm. While as it's somewhat endearing, like Wolf of Wall Street, for Leonardo DiCaprio to do that, oh, he's still so cute. But when women are doing that, we don't really think it's cool. But for some reason with this, everyone's like, oh, hell yeah.
Yes. I think it's because at the time we are right now and with everything out in the media that people have been waiting for female characters to be like this. And so I feel like everyone's on board and loving it.
Yeah, there's no going back from here. That's the truth. What do you guys... Sorry. Okay, now I'm hearing that a bit. What do you guys think about this new Bachelor, Darius?
It's sad to me that the fake Bachelor did this before the real Bachelor actually having a black suitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, but I love that they did that, and I love that they're showing, I guess, what would happen the first time we would get, like, a black Bachelor. Because, and even they talked about last season with... just the women on the show and how, oh, well, like that, like the black girls won't make it till the end or all of that. This is actually an ongoing thing in the Bachelor show. When do we have someone make it to the end that isn't just white?
Yeah.
I can totally see this having an effect on the Bachelor because I think that's obviously getting a lot of tension about this season of Unreal. So I can see the producers and creators in the network of ABC maybe taking that into account.
Yeah, because at first I thought, okay, cool, they're going to follow the normal formula. They're going to do a Bachelorette, which would have been fun too, and I'm sure they will at some point, but this needed to happen. And the whole race card was really addressed a lot last season.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, and that was. And they literally said, it's a black Bachelor. It's a black, you know, Bachelor over and over. I love that they kept pushing the line.
Yeah, I mean, just like... Lucretia has to have tattooed on her wrist, money, dick, power.
Exactly.
Quinn and Rachel, that's their motto.
Yeah.
It's their motto.
It is a very destructive.
Yes.
I would want to think what you guys think about Rachel and Darius. Did you see any, perhaps, like, deja vu with her and the suitor last season? Or am I just being crazy and that's just her personality to be a flirt?
I think she kind of uses her sexuality as a way of getting what she wants. So I wouldn't put it past her that she would go for Darius as well. That is something that totally could happen. But I think for right now, it was more of a just way of getting what she wants and getting him to like her and to trust her. So that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's again, it's the Rachel talk that she goes on. She's like, oh, I relate to you. Oh, I'm going to have a heart to heart. And then it's like, no, it's just to get what she wants in the end. And I don't think it was anything more.
Yeah, to me, it was all about getting him to do what she wanted.
Well, I think that you know, those two might do something that they want together at some point.
I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't
either. Who knows?
I saw her crazy eyes going, like, when her crazy man eyes, when she's like, yes. You could just see she's doing that on the inside. You know, he doesn't want to be there. He had the situation in the press. It was a funny clip. I really enjoyed it. What do you say?
Bitch please.
Yeah.
I loved when... it was Quinn trying to convince the network president. She's like, he called a woman a bitch on national TV. She said, bitch, please. It's a term of endearment.
Like, I say that to Rachel all the time.
Yes,
I love
Rachel's
how she
like,
added that.
Yeah, she's like, I also blackmailed Rachel on the daily. But,
funny. And to me, it was, you know, as someone, you know, who is a woman in sports sometimes, like, it wasn't like he was straight up calling her a bitch. It really was like, oh, bitch, please. It wasn't like, oh,
I agree.
God.
Yeah, I didn't think it was an aggressive, insulting bitch, you know, but...
I feel like it was kind of a punch at the media, though, because the media always twists things, and Unreal loves to make fun of TV,
exactly.
And I thought it was great.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know whether this is a race thing or not, but, like, if a white athlete or famous person would have said that, would it have been as... scary and kind of, you know, threatening than if it was Darius. I just think that they're like, oh, this black man is saying bitch to this white woman. That's scary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know?
And I think we'll see a big theme of that, you know, coming in and out this season. And don't get mad at us, guys, because they want us to talk about it. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. They're pushing the boundaries here. They want the conversation to be started. That's why they're doing this, so... we'll be talking about it.
We really will. Yeah. We still have some leftovers from last season. And by leftovers, I mean Jeremy.
Yes.
Jeremy.
And he is a new person.
He got a bit stale.
He's such a bitch right now.
He's like, such a whiny little brat. I'm so sick of him already. It's been one episode. Like, get over it, Jeremy.
Yeah, and I love Josh Kelly because I loved him on One Life to Live. But yeah, I'm like... you know, what is with it? I mean, I get he was hurt, oh, boo-boo, and now his other girlfriend is gone. But I did love Quinn's line, was like, if we fired everyone we slept with, we wouldn't have a crew.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and it's not a lot of times that sexual harassment suits are brought up when the opposite, you know, with things are switched with the woman being the harasser and the man being the harassee. And so he really, I guess it's because it's been a while for us too, so the wounds have settled. But I guess she really did. She embarrassed him. She humiliated him. He managed to do so again. And I think that was why he came back, to humiliate her.
Yeah. She straight played him. I mean, what she did to him, because last season I loved his character. I thought Jeremy was so sweet. I felt awful because I knew he was getting into a bad thing and was going to get screwed over again. So I don't blame him for that anger. But he is being a little aggressive and over the top with his approach.
Yeah, and honestly, even when Rachel and him started back up, wasn't he still with his fiance?
Yeah. Oh, he
like,
was.
It was such a gray area. This was never black and white. He never broke up with his fiance and then waited a little while, then went for Rachel. Like, it was never a good situation to begin with, so he needs to get over it, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and he's not an angel either.
No.
No.
No, it's like he's the one that cheated on his fiance. He made that choice. Yes, Rachel was also banging Adam, but she, you know... it's never been exclusive to me, except for that first time when she went cray-cray.
Yeah. Adam was hot.
Yeah. I know. Who wasn't going to hit that?
Yeah.
And she was just, like, doing her job a little bit. You know, she just needed to appease the suitor and make him happy, and she did.
She made him
to the
happy.
Job, guys.
She really did. And I, you know, I didn't love, obviously, Jeremy this episode, and when I started to look up all of the actors for this season on IMDb Pro and reach out to people, which, guys, we're going to have some amazing guests this season. Please get really excited for that. I saw that Jeremy was only in one episode, but I do not think this is true.
No, he's gotta be.
And I know that he is. I've spoken to his publicists, and he's in more, but they're keeping it very under wraps, which I think is cool.
I like that.
Yeah, it kind of intrigues you to wonder what happens to Jeremy, since obviously Quinn said they shouldn't fire people based on the sexual harassment lawsuits alone.
I really like too, speaking of Jeremy and his kind of being aggressive towards Rachel, I like the way that she, you know, she didn't directly punish him, but like went around it to kind of screw him over in the end, which was really awesome.
I love that power move where she was just like, well, I'm gonna fire this guy.
Because he'll make you look bad.
Yep. And then I feel bad for that guy.
I
always feel bad for those guys. I'm like, damn it, Quinn, Rachel, you suck. But what I thought was interesting was when Wagerstein told Rachel that Jeremy has been talking to her mother, yes. and they said that she was on, like, a manic sex craze thing.
Yes.
And that's just really funny. Yeah. I've never heard of that before.
Your ex-boyfriend and your mother are talking about you being manic.
Manic sexually. Yeah. It was... That was kind of funny.
And Jeremy has, like, he said some really nasty things.
He said that he would not care if she hurt herself. He's like, yeah. I actually am pretty sure that you're going to. And I was like, that was awful to hear anyone say that. And even though, like, it's a show, it's, you know.
Yeah, it was a little bit dark.
It was very dark.
But yeah, I mean, even, you know, most of the viewers seem to think, yeah, Jeremy's a dick right now. But we have one, Andre Skeet, who's like, I like Jeremy now. He has a backbone. It's more interesting.
It definitely is more interesting of a character. He's not getting walked all over and stuff like that, but yeah.
But I think he's just using powerless language. He's just trying to hurt her because she hurt him. He's not being an assertive, like, manly man. He's just being, like, a whiny little baby, and it's getting old. Like, he even said, super overdramatic, he's like, well, I killed the old Jeremy, or I killed him.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That's kind of...
Like, did he die with Mary?
He's just using low blows, mm-hmm. and, you know.
Yeah, that's so true.
He's not being a man about it. He's just...
being a little baby.
He's being a baby and saying things that he knows are going to hurt someone instead of being the bigger person.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the hot Rachel comment in the middle of the meeting. And I love that, you know, it's Yael. And we have a host here at AfterBuzz. You guys probably know her if you watch a lot of shows here. And yeah, that is how you pronounce it. Yael. It is a Hebrew name. And it was just so funny for me to hear them correct it over and over, just like she does here.
Absolutely. And, you know, Rachel's last name is Goldstein. Mm-hmm. Or is it Goldstein? It's Gold something.
Goldberg.
I'm sorry, Goldberg. Yes. I knew a Rachel Goldstein that lived next to me in high school.
Shout out to Rachel.
Shout out to Rachel Goldstein. I'm going to tag you in this on Facebook. I'm sorry, Rachel Goldberg. But yes, Rachel's obviously Jewish, and I loved how she kind of, like, corrected her, and she, you know, knew how to pronounce her name, and that the hot Rachel thing, I thought, was, like, it's a compliment and an insult at the same time.
Yeah.
Which
I thought it was funny that they had a kill list. Is that, like, a real thing?
Is that a made-up thing?
I bet you that is a real thing, because, like, you look at Chris Harrison on The Bachelor and, like, all these other guys. Why do you think they want to be on that island? Because they can take the rejects.
Oh, my gosh.
No offense to you, Chris Harrison. I don't think you really do that.
But. Chris Harrison does not have nice things to say about this show, actually, which is just kind of funny. But next we have, we're in the video village is what kind of, like, the technical term for it is. Again, they're doing the kill list. Like we said, Jay is there. You think Jay would be so happy, which he is, but he's trying to protect, like, what he feels as though he's probably helped create, which he has. And it's, you know, he's mad at Rachel. He knows that the only reason Rachel's there is because she was basically blackmailed by Quinn. Mm-hmm. And she's just acting like such a pussy. And just like, oh, taking the reins, like, just another day in the office. But it's not. She wanted to leave and she couldn't.
Yeah, I have to say, I was actually a little bit surprised. To me, Jay's character is very different than it was season one. You know, he's kind of looking at all these awful, nasty things that Quinn and Rachel do just in episode one, and you see him kind of rolling his eyes a little bit more. He doesn't seem, to me at least, as invested in playing all these games, these dirty games, and, you know, doing whatever it takes to make this good show the way Rachel and Quinn are. And I think he's going to be a very interesting compliment to those two characters throughout the season.
Yeah, I agree. It was definitely interesting, because last season we saw him kind of team up with Rachel. Oh, you know, it was never that they were against each other. I'm wondering, though, if it's because Rachel doesn't seem... She does seem a little bit different. She seems just like Quinn was last season, but, I mean, the games are still the same. She still does the same things, except last year she actually expressed regret.
And also, we've never really seen Quinn fall. We have the audience a little bit, because we get to see into her character, but no one else has really seen Quinn fall. We've seen Rachel fall. A lot of people saw Rachel fall.
The whole world saw her fall, right?
So it's kind of scary when you see this person, and I think Jay does care about her as a friend as well, and he's just like, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah,
because to me, last year, they had this great camaraderie, the bets and all this, but now he sees she's gone on a really dark path, and he, I think, doesn't want to be like that, so he's trying to be a better person. And that's why it's interesting to see the change in him, which we see the opposite in Rachel. And so that's a good compare and contrast. And there was a pretty good comment about, well, Shuri Appleby was on The Talk yesterday, and it's 6 months after the Adam season aired. So, like, she's like, Jeremy would have, wounds would have healed, and Rachel, you know, that whole stuff would have been, that's a long time. Yeah.
It depends on the person, though. Some people people take things a little harder. Maybe he is a sensitive guy. Jeremy's sensitive.
So this was 6 months after?
Yeah, yeah. 6 months
we have
later.
Adam calling Rachel still.
Yes, that, we saw that.
Yeah.
He will be back. We know that. I don't think it's for very long, but I do know that he will be back. We get introduced, you know, we don't get to know a lot about the girls, the new girls, except for Ruby. Yes. And she is a student at Berkeley, genius, and automatically Jay said she, you know, she can't do it. She won't be able to walk with her class. What, I'm just going to take that away from, like, a black female.
Yeah, strong black educated female, you know, looking to be educate herself, like I think he put it, which is a really good thing to say. You see that he's starting to care more about these people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it was, you know, it was very interesting to see, again, Rachel go into Rachel mode and do what she does best. She did such a good job, you know, saying, you want to make a difference in the world. You will have this many viewers. And, you know, people said that reality TV is not good. TV is a great medium. There was Teen Mom. There was The Real World. These two things pushed huge issues, and the world has changed since then. And I haven't ever thought about that, but she's
so
right.
True. Yeah. I wrote that down. I was like, that was a very good reference that they referred back to those things, because it is very true. One of the first seasons of The Real World, I forget the name of the guy who was on it, but he was openly gay and had HIV, and it just spread all this awareness about it. And same thing with Teen Mom. So it was interesting. I like how they put that in there, even though I feel like she wasn't using that knowledge for the better good of this girl. But it is true. So
it is, and like you saw, Ruby just ate it up. And when Rachel turns her back and says, "Let me know," she just she knows that Ruby is hook, line, and sinker, and it's sad. And she promises Ruby that she will for sure make it to the finale, and that Darius doesn't say who he is or anything, that he's famous, he's black, and he wants to meet her.
Yeah, she straight up lied. I told him about you. He wants to meet you.
Yeah.
She's the way so she says it, too. She says it so, like, you know.
Yeah.
And what does she say when she walks out? So she's like, oh, yeah, you're going to make it to the top two. And then she leaves, and then she says something about, like, how long do you think she'll make it? Something completely disregarding what she said.
Exactly.
This woman.
I know.
It's ruthless. That's, like, the only word that continues to go to my mind. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because compare this episode to the first episode of season one. She was scared to be back and was just kind of like, eh. She also felt some guilt about things that she had done. But this season and this first episode, she has no guilt, no qualms.
No.
I don't know if it's the drugs or her mental illness or what it is.
I think it's a combination.
Yeah.
Because, that's the thing. It's her mental illness, as I say, put her in the manic sexual mode. And then the, you know, drugs would probably kill her conscience and things like that. So it's a combination of those. And Joseph Boza, who gave us that awesome tidbit about Shuri Appleby, also said that Darius is played by BJ Britt, who you guys may recognize from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I thought that was a cool comment. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really cool cast, and a lot of these, you know, we haven't even met some of these people yet, but they are really interesting actors in general. We get to see Chet come back, and
he's looking good,
Chet. Yeah.
He's like a half Chet.
That line was hilarious. Where'd the rest of you go?
Yeah, he was hunting, you know, with, it was
paleo.
Patagonia, doing the paleo thing. And do you guys think that he has, like, regrets for the way he treated Quinn? Is he trying to win her back and the show, or is it just the show?
No, the show.
To me, it seemed like the show. I didn't get any sort of, I still love you. I didn't get any of that. It was, for me, the show.
Yeah, I think, at least for now, it was definitely the show. Because, you know, as we see, it took Jeremy so long. You know, it's 6 months in, and he's still a whiny bitch. So, Chet, you know, he's a little bit more of a manly man. And I just his misogynistic comment, I let you do the man work, and now I'm back. And it's just like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
She's the one that created this stuff. But I do bet he will be sniveling back to her.
I feel as though, even though they didn't show it that much, I think that Quinn actually, deep down, even though she's putting on a front, is still really hurt by him.
Yeah.
Because to me, in the whole relationship, he was always drugged out and kind of off doing weird stuff. But to me, I think she genuinely loved him and was really hurt. And I think she's putting on a brave front. But I think him coming back is going to kind of mess with her emotions a little bit.
I agree. I think she was the one that really loved him, and he didn't feel... I don't think he felt the same way. I think it was just a little fake.
Convenient.
Yeah, and now he wants to just have his show back. And even the way he talked about their past and how that ended, there was no emotion behind that. He just wants his show back, and he's going to do what it takes to get it.
Yeah, he is definitely Quinn's weakness, which she doesn't have many. But yeah, you could still tell that she's still a little hurt by this and really did care about him. And yeah, like you say, I don't think he ever had the same feelings for her.
Yeah.
Well, I will be a bit of a devil's advocate, and I think that he thinks that by getting back the show, he will somehow, even though she'll hate him, he's demented and will think that he will somehow get her back. I do think that he still loves her in his own weird way. I don't think he really knows how to love, but I think the little that he does, he chooses her. He goes after Darius as, you know, I mean, kind of smart move for him.
Yeah.
Like, play the guy card.
Exactly.
And give them everything they want, like strippers, drugs,
oh,
booze, whatever. Yeah. No rules. Cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones. I love that they added that in.
Some
we can have our cell phones.
Because that's such a true thing. That would be a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Darius was like, I don't think I know what I was signing up for.
Yeah.
No phones. Oh, I can deal without the strippers and booze.
Give me my phone.
But it works. And Darius just like wasn't feeling it. And that is the sad truth. And what ends up happening, you know, with this storyline towards the end of the episode is that the girls get him back, but it's just kind of all very convoluted because Chet has kind of got Darius. Because he, and in a way, I feel as though Darius is the kind of man that does need a man boss, as messed up as that is. He's not going to respect a woman.
Yeah, and they had really no choice but to compromise because at this point they're thinking, this is a production, we're losing money, we're losing hours. Mm-hmm. They had to kind of just give in for this one, but it's going to be a battle.
Yeah, to me, that was so shocking to me about Darius because you did see he respected Chet more, but then he had that whole talk about his single mother. So that's what I thought was so odd because you'd think he would respect a woman being, you know, growing up with a single mom who always wanted what was best for him, trying to keep this, and it's just like... Maybe his mother will come in, and that would be funny.
I can see that, yeah.
I also think it has a lot to do with the fact that Chet came to him and was like, oh, well, the ladies were just taking over for now. Like, now I'm back. Because if someone was like, oh, they're not really your bosses, I'm your boss.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd believe them. And then if they're now taking them to the head of the what is that?
The network.
Yeah, the head of the network. And then he knows that guy. I mean, you'd believe it. So why would you then listen to these two women who are clearly losing the power in this situation?
Yeah, that is true. I forgot that. He approached them in a way, and obviously Darius doesn't care, or Romeo, they don't care enough to question it. They're just like, okay, this guy's saying we can do this. Go, so... It'll be interesting to see how that all comes about the entire season.
Mm-hmm. There are three more girls I want to make sure we touch on, two of which are, well, first we have Chantal, who we meet, and she, Megan Tandy, that's her name, she's an amazing actress.
Amazing.
I'm a big fan of hers. We're hoping to get her on towards the end of the season, but Madison is told to kind of, you know, she's being put on the field, Rachel's in her ear, she's being told to get some material out of her. They already know that her fiancé passed away in a car crash. What they did not know was that she was the one driving the car.
This scene was brutal for me to watch.
Me too.
I was kind of cringing at just how, like, Rachel just has nothing. No emotion. No care in the world. And it was so... It was just hard to watch for me.
It was
crazy.
Really hard to watch. And the fact that Madison was crying and her pausing because she was crying, that was hard. But then after, when she threw up and was like, that was awesome, you're like, okay, you're screwed up too.
You're like, you're such a freak. I knew. And last season, I knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, there's Quinn, there's Rachel, and then there's Madison, who's a little Rachel.
Yeah,
that's what I definitely see Madison as little Rachel, because now Rachel has become little Quinn.
You have to
find a
up.
New Rachel.
Yep.
And yeah, like, because to me, I was like, oh, you kind of feel bad for Madison in that scene because she's crying and, you know, her mom died and no one even cared about that. I was like, good, use it. And,
yeah, that know, was pretty.
I was like, that's darkness. And then they're like, ooh, digging. Ask him. Ask her, did she kill him? And it was just like, whoa. I just couldn't believe that Rachel was going there. But that just shows how far she has gone from, you know, that little bit of conscience she had last season. But yeah, when Madison threw up, it was like, that was awesome.
Yeah, this girl has issues. Yeah, and they will say, they said, you know, they're like, girl, you're so messed up. Like, you have sex with everybody. And she looks, and they make fun of her for wearing pigtails all the time. She looks like she's 15 years old. Mm-hmm. But I think it's an interesting comparison to make. Remember Brittany from last season? She was in the first episode and then came back in the finale, the blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That Rachel basically got drunk and made her say that she's not lovable and, like, cry.
Yeah.
And Rachel felt bad after that. You saw her cry. And now, you know, you've just seen her change so much. She doesn't wince once.
Yeah. No. She said she was playing, it was like playing God after that whole scene.
Yeah. She loved it.
She did.
Oh, yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah, it was a hard one. And then we also have two other characters that we got to see, two of the girls, Beth Ann and, again, Chantal, who, you know, Beth Ann is the white supremacist.
In her Confederate bikini.
I know. It was just like, they're going there.
Yeah, they are not afraid to go there this season. That is for sure.
Yeah, not at all. And Beth Ann does not want to be rooming with Chantal, who, you know, is black, and she says that she's too crazy and, like, wild.
Yeah. So wild. I don't think she'll really enjoy rooming with me.
And then she started crying, and you're like, this girl.
I've got to say, though, from that roommate situation came one of the best lines, I thought, from Rachel this entire episode.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, we don't fix problems, we create them, and then we put cameras on them.
Yeah.
And that is the essence of this show. They are deliberately creating as much drama as they can. They don't care how soulless it is. Mm-hmm. They're doing it. And I thought that was a great line because Madison was so, I mean, I could just move her.
Yeah.
We're not camp counselors.
Yeah, it's like, why would we do that? I mean, we're looking for problems. That's why we created this. And yeah, I mean, that's the motto of reality TV, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, Ryan Seacrest, he probably has that tattooed on his back.
And, like, the Illuminati symbol on his left butt cheek.
But he's got references.
But I do feel like we are going to see Madison. This is like a modern day version of Frankenstein over here. We kind of saw it with Rachel last season, and now she is this monster.
Yes.
Yeah, and, see, Andrea Skeet in the chat points out, Rachel did that stuff last season. She is just enjoying it more this season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, one thing, too, she said is, I think part of her being so openly ruthless and almost like, I get kind of disgusted by a lot of the things she says. I love her. Sherry Appleby is amazing. But I think what she said to Quinn, something like, you know, you're making me look bad. I think she wants to, I think she's doing a lot of this to just show her power, too. Like, show she's in charge. Like, I'm the showrunner. I'm doing this. Because I know, I forget what exactly she said to Quinn toward when they were walking out of the room, but she's like, you're making me look bad because you're doing my job.
Yeah, it's something about, if I keep following you around, it's going to
They're not going to take me seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, that leads us kind of to what ends up happening. You know, we discuss with Chet taking Darius, all of that. Chet and Quinn make a deal that they will bring Darius back to the mansion if the girls are all in a pool and in bikinis.
Yes.
And it's like, as it was to begin with, disrespectful to the women that he was the one that was exiting the limo instead of them because he's famous.
Yeah.
You know, just a little silly. And then they want them in bikinis.
And it's cold.
And it's cold. And it's just like, this is the first time they have ever done this, had a black bachelor. Why do they need to make it like a music video?
Yeah.
But
it's a tad racist.
And that's what they're doing.
Yep.
So you can't get mad at me for saying that. But really, it's what they're doing. And it's very sad to just as a viewer. But that's what this show does. It makes you pissed off and uncomfortable, but a lot of times this is what happens behind the scenes on these shows.
Yeah, and I like what Tina Horror H-O-R-O-K-A says in the chat, I would butcher your last name, but that's how the true version of this show works. Do you watch The Bachelorette? Chad! And see, I don't get that, but you guys know. Yeah.
You guys, I was talking about Tina earlier. Yeah. She's my girl in Slovakia. She's my friend.
Oh, okay.
Tina's the best. And she has a girl. You're so right about that, Tina. So we have, you know, we don't get to see him meet the suitors, which I did wish that we did get to see this episode. Too. But like you said, we do get to see this power struggle because now Quinn is taking back her empire. She was letting Rachel take the reins and then she isn't. So now is Rachel demoted?
Well, do you think that part of Quinn doing this is, first of all, I noticed that I think that all of them were kind of struggling with their new roles. Like Rachel had trouble letting Madison just control the interview because that's what her comfort zone was. But Quinn's like, you know, stop, let her do it. Otherwise, how is she going to learn? Do you think maybe now that Chet came back, Quinn could be a little threatened thinking, you know, so it kind of got her back to her, you know, feeling like she maybe lost a little power. So she's going back to what she knows best, what she can control.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the show's all about control.
Big time.
Fighting over it.
Well, on that note, guys, unless you have anything else we want to talk about for tonight, let's get into some predictions for the rest of the season.
Yes.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I love this music. Reminds me of like a haunted house.
Yeah. It kind of is a haunted house.
It is. A little bit.
All right, let's start over here.
I definitely think that Madison's character is going to get tougher, and we're going to see her character develop over the season. We did talk about it, but I think now we know Adam will come back, and I'm hoping Adam will maybe get Rachel to be less of a sociopath for a second. And lastly, I think eventually, whether it would be mid-season or the end of the season, I think Rachel is going to have a full-blown breakdown again because there's no way she can just stay this way the whole season.
My two main predictions are I actually think that Jay is going to end up being somewhat of like the moral compass of everyone.
Oh, I agree.
I think that he's going to start kind of questioning if he really wants to be there because you already see that, at least in my opinion, in the first episode. I think he's going to have trouble doing all this messed up stuff. And then second, I think that Quinn and Rachel are going to go at it in a big head-to-head blowout. You know, I don't know when, but I think it's definitely going to happen. I don't know how quick they'll resolve it, but I definitely think that that is going to hit the fan.
Yeah, I think with Chet being back and now that there's that power struggle again, you'll see Quinn and Rachel kind of fighting for the same structure of the show. Like, their, you know, showrunner is going to kind of spill over. And then I think that Madison, like you say, is going to get more powerful, and she's going to kind of, it's going to be more of a trio, because we've seen she's just as crazy as Rachel. And yeah, like you say, a breakdown definitely coming, and that's why I was like, she may hurt Jeremy, because as we say, he's not slated for every episode.
Kill someone off? Whoa.
Yeah, they said
I mean, you got them used last season.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, what do they want us to kill someone every episode? They might.
Jeremy.
You know. I, on that note, I think that they will kill someone off the season, but it will be a production member and not a cast member.
Ooh. I think so, yeah.
And I also think that Rachel and Quinn are definitely going to come to heads, and I'm thinking, okay, this is a wild card, this is crazy. What if Rachel sleeps with Chet to mess with Quinn?
Oh, not I can see that happening.
Not beneath her at all.
Yeah, I'm totally seeing that happening. What is it? Is anything with the chat?
Oh, yeah. Leslie T says, Madison will start to dress like Rachel at the end of the show. Like a single white female situation. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she probably has like locks of Rachel's hair and like puts it underneath her bed. And she's like, the future.
She's a creepy like that,
I mean, last season, I was not expecting her to be back there with Chet. So, yeah, she's a freak.
And she bangs the host, too. Like, and they're like, oh, you are a little slut. Like, that was a funny line.
Yeah. Well, guys, if you ever want to work in TV, just make sure you have sex with enough people so they can't fire you, because then you can sue them for sexual harassment.
That's actually for any kind of job.
Take notes.
Yeah, don't do it, but...
You know, I hear they do it at Brookstone.
Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We are so thrilled to be on this panel with you and to hear everything you have to say and for awesome guests coming up. So, one more time, where can everyone find you on the interweb?
You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _AbbyVega.
And you can find me anywhere on social media at LACRETIALYON, since there is only one.
And of course, guys, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV, all social media platforms. Use the hashtag ABTVUnreal, and you can find me online at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. I am going to be away next week, but Lucretia is going to be taking the reins. We have a special guest coming in as a guest host, so get excited for that. We'll tweet about it this week. Keep on letting us know what you guys think about the episode throughout the week. We will see you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Are we in this, dude?
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.